Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, friends and neighbors and others, thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Harlan McLaughlin. I live up back on property that's been in my family for centuries. We have sent people off to war in every war this United States has ever had. But we always came back, and we came back for one reason, and that's because we love Searsport. We don't like to see our town changed in the ways that probably they're going to change. I'm homesteading my property up back, and I've talked with a lot of people up there, my neighbors and friends, some I see here. And many, many, many people up back are not in favor of this tank project. They're just not in favor of coming and saying so. But underneath, they're really not happy about this deal. And I thought I would come here and explain to you why I think that's true. In deciding this issue, there are going to be many unknowns. And one of them is me speaking into this microphone, I can tell. And trust becomes ever more important as you go down this journey. Now, DCP has asked us to trust them that they're going to be great neighbors. Remember that? Remember that, Roz, when we talked about that at the first meeting we had up in the town hall? You guys were coming talking about how great neighbors you were going to be. Probably told that to the people in the Southwest before they paid fines for the environmental violations that I think Tara talked about. To me, that's untrustworthy. DCP promised us a light-scale model, but then they discovered it was beyond their capabilities. Are we supposed to believe that? That's untrustworthy. The tank wouldn't even be a consideration had we not changed our ordinances to let them in. That's untrustworthy. Do you think the height change would have been approved if the citizens knew it would lead to this tank? That was untrustworthy. This was done behind the people's back. That's untrustworthy. Yet some people knew about it, and that we were not allowed to discuss this before we voted on it at the town meeting. And that's untrustworthy. And you know what? DCP lawyers were the ones that wrote the article that we voted on. You think that was a coincidence? No, I think that's untrustworthy. Are we supposed to think that it would be wise to trade 40 or 50 jobs at Anglers for maybe 12 jobs? What's the old saying? 12 jobs in the hand, 40 to 50 jobs in the hand is worth 12 jobs in the bush. I think something like that. The first thing that DCP did when they got here was drive a wedge in the community. They fanned the flames of people from away and people from here, saying that the only ones that were opposed to this tank were people from away. And yet I called them on that in the first meeting, the meeting that Roz and I met. I told her, where did this idea come from? And she says, I can't remember where I heard it. And I said, well, I'm telling you, it's not true. So maybe you should stop saying it. And we never did get a retraction. Remember that, Roz? That's untrustworthy. Do we want to invite an untrustworthy corporation into our town? I don't think so. Now, since our ordinances state the industrial zone is for light industry, I don't think the biggest tank known to mankind is light industry. And I don't know if you think it is or not, but I don't think it is. Do you think this tank will cause property values to drop? I think they might, and that's one of the ordinances. We don't want something that's going to make the property values drop. Do you think this tank will enhance and preserve the landscape, the environment? I don't see how it possibly could. Maybe DOT doesn't worry about the additional truck traffic, but if you go into my cousin's historic building on Main Street, when a big truck rolls by, things on the shelves actually shake and sometimes fall off. This can't be good. DOT knows about it and doesn't seem to care. These are reasons why you can deny this application. You don't have to improve it. DCP wants us all to think this is a done deal. It's automatic. Just come to town and pull the rubes, and man, we're in business. You don't have to sign. You don't have to approve the permit. What is the acceptable number of Searsport citizens that we can afford to sacrifice in order to get these 12 jobs? Now, a lot of people that were talking to you here yesterday and the day before are going to really, really be screwed. A lot of them. Add that up to the 12 jobs. How many of our good people do we want to sacrifice? Anglers has been a good neighbor. I say, bring chowder to our town meetings. Is DCP going to bring chowder to our town meetings? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Anglers always has. Plus, they employ 40 to 50 people. That'd be significant. Okay. Wrapping up here, folks. Wrapping up. If you decide to vote against this application, you will be applauded and backed up by the hundreds of people who have sent letters to you guys. Hundreds of people have sent letters to you guys saying, we don't think this is a good idea. As opposed to single digits that say yay for the tank. That's got to be a factor. That means if you vote it down, you've got a lot of people who think it's justified just like you do. So don't be afraid to do that. Not that you would be afraid. Okay. Let's not jump at our first opportunity to use this space. Let's wait until something better comes along. Something that fits better in Searsport. Something that offers more, shall we say, shared prosperity. Please vote no on this permit. Look for ways to turn this down, not for ways to approve it. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Holland.